Good morning. On Sunday, the 22nd of November 2020. Normally, you're used to hearing me preach a sermon, and I suppose, yes, I'm going to preach a sermon even now, but I find myself betwixt and between, not sure how to move forward. The Lord has been speaking to me this morning, and even in the church service, I was doing things differently, partly because of the changes that are happening in our country. We're facing 2 weeks of lockdown, where the church is going to be closed now for the next 2 weeks on the 29th of November and the 6th of December. There's not going to be any church services, and our church buildings are out of commission for these 2 weeks. And I was explaining a few things in the church service earlier, just about how all of this has come about. And I was sharing some of the things that have been happening to me even today. I woke this morning, and actually when I got up, and I was thinking about things to do with myself, and that there are things that I face, things that I have to deal with. And I'm seeking the Lord, asking Him, what do I do? How do I stand? Where, really, what do I do? I know where my authority comes from in Him, but it's how you play this out, how you act this out in your life. And as I was thinking and talking to the Lord, what came to mind was that I am a king and a priest in Christ. And I couldn't tell you exactly where it comes from, or I didn't know exactly where it came from at the time that I thought it. But I knew that I was a king and I was also a priest. Now, in my job as a minister of the Church of Ireland, I am a priest of the Church of Ireland. But I'm talking about my position as a priest in Jesus. And if anyone is in Christ, they are a priest in Jesus, because Jesus is our great high priest, and He is in us and we are in Him. So we are priests. But Jesus also is our king, and we also have kingship. And what the Lord was telling me and sharing with me and showing me is that a priest brings sacrifices unto the Lord, and a priest declares forgiveness of sins, and that something is made holy because of the sacrifice. And what the Lord was showing me is that Jesus is the sacrifice, my perfect sacrifice for my sins and all that I've done. And so I knew Jesus to be my sacrifice, my redeemer. And so I could identify with him with this understanding of priesthood. But then I also thought about the kingship. And a king has rule and authority over his realm. Now, Jesus, obviously, his realm is the whole world and heaven and earth, all of creation is his realm. But I was thinking about what my realm is. My realm is my family. My realm is my body. My realm is everything that has to do with me. And in a way, perhaps too, in that position, my realm is the parish that I work in. And so, a king, whenever he gives a command, it happens. There's no question. His authority is never questioned. And so, God was speaking into my heart and showing me that the authority that I have in his name, and again, just as I say that, I'm reminded of Matthew chapter 28, where Jesus said to the disciples, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, therefore go." And it's we go in his authority and with his authority, and we can speak and command things into being because we operate in his authority. So whenever we say things in the name of Jesus, it's got the authority of Jesus with it and on it. And so there are these two things is what I was thinking about this morning. So then I went to my computer as I do, and I turned it on, And I looked at my emails, and one of the emails I get daily is from Joseph Prince. And I'll read part of this, but this is what the email from Joseph Prince was for this morning. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people." 1 Peter 2, verse 9, November 22nd. "Use your double portion of speaking power. God calls us a royal priesthood. This means that we are kings as well as priests under the king priesthood of Jesus Christ." And I was just going, wow. Because I was just thinking about that before I read it. Before it even turned the computer on. Before I even knew it was there. And in a very real way, God was already preparing me for what I was going to receive and what he knew that I would read. And it is something that has been happening in my life and friends of mine, disciples of mine that we share in. That so often we do something or we say something or we look at something and then the very next day or even that same day, we hear of something or we read of something that says exactly the same thing. And this is very quick. This is what's happened to me this morning. It's the quickest I think it's ever happened. And it just was God affirming me and reassuring me that I am hearing from him. Well, then in church this morning, there were the two readings for today. The first one is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. And the second from Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46. And in the Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 23, it talks a prayer where Paul says, "I pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him." And it starts off about wisdom and revelation, that Paul was praying that the people of the church that he was talking to in Ephesus would receive from God the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that God the Father would give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation. But it goes on and says the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And what I was saying is that the him was not referring to the Father, but rather the him was referring to Jesus. Because the prayer is, "I pray to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he would give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." And you see, as Christians, we have come to an understanding of Jesus. Jesus as being not only the Savior of the world, but Jesus as being our Savior. As Jesus being my Savior, a personal relationship with Almighty God in and through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And yes, that's the Bible that I've quoted, and yes, that's a phrase that I've used and said, but it has to be personal. It has to be special for each individual. For me, yes, but for everybody who hears this, and everybody who hears about Jesus, because I feel and I think often so sadly is people maybe go to a mission or maybe hear somebody preaching the gospel or maybe have had a difficult time and they see Jesus as the answer and they come to Jesus, yes. But it's nearly like, well, I've done that, I've ticked the box. And they don't go on in Jesus. They don't actually walk with him or talk with him. And I know for many years in my own life, that would have been true of me. Where, yeah, I was a Christian. Yeah, I talked to Jesus. I'd asked Jesus into my life. Yes, I'd given my life to Jesus. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. But much of my life, I was living. Much of my life I was in control of, and Jesus perhaps wasn't Lord. And I feel that many, many people are like that. But the wonderful truth that goes along with that is that Jesus never left me. Jesus still walked with me. Jesus still loved me and loves me. And he was always faithful. He was always true to me. He kept me out of a lot of trouble and directed my path in so many ways and at so many times. And perhaps indeed all the time. But he was just loving me and being with me. And so I get the sense of where we need to have this personal, intimate, close relationship with Jesus, because it's only with that personal, close and intimate relationship with Jesus that we will increase in the knowledge and the revelation and wisdom that God wants to give us. I pray to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ that he may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So as I know Jesus, not just know about him, not just know from a time past, but as I grow and increase in my knowledge of him who is with me and in me, and I do this through reading the Bible, I do this through fellowship and talking with people and maybe listening to things on the internet, but again, they're all biblically based. As I increase in my knowledge, as I build myself up, as I renew my mind, as Paul talks about in Romans 12 and verse 2. As I renew my mind, then when I read the likes of Ephesians chapter 1 or even don't read it, but what it says, when Paul says, I pray to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ that he may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Wisdom and revelation are going to come to me as I spend time learning and renewing my mind about Jesus. Because it's the knowledge of him, the knowledge of Jesus. As I increase in the knowledge of Jesus, and it's not just information. Again, I can get information from the Bible. I can read the Bible and I can know facts and figures and places and stories. And I fill my mind with information. But it's more than that. It's about knowing him. It's about talking to him like I'm, well, in a way, I suppose like I'm talking to you, whoever listens to this. And yet, it's more than that because I may never meet some of you who listen to me, who listen to my sermons. I may never meet you. And so I have actually no knowledge of you. And the only knowledge of me that you have is the knowledge of hearing me preach. Now this again is perhaps where it's a good illustration and a bad illustration. But people in my parish, people of my friends who listen to this sermon, who do actually meet me and do actually get to know me, can increase their knowledge of me, Alan Capper. But people who are in distant, who perhaps even are on the other side of the world, unless we actually meet up together, you will never actually know me. You'll know a bit about me. You'll know that I'm a Christian. You know that I'm a minister. You know that I preach. You know that I've been touched by God, and you will hear the love of God coming out through my life. But you'll never actually know me. That comes by getting to meet me as a person. Now, some people who have information about Jesus will say, well, Jesus is in heaven, because Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that. It says that we have been raised up with Christ and seated with him in the heavenlies. So it says that Jesus, the physical body of Jesus, is on the right hand side of the Father. And yes, that is true. But when you receive revelation and understanding of what that's talking about and who Jesus is, you know that Jesus is also in you because the Holy Spirit is in you. And Colossians 2 verses 9 and 10 talk about that the fullness of the Godhead indwells Jesus bodily. So in other words, when we see Jesus, we see the Father and the Holy Spirit at the same time. And so because our bodies are full of the Holy Spirit wherein he dwells, if you have the Holy Spirit, then you have the Father and the Son at the same time as well within you. And yet the physical body of Jesus is in heaven. And so I can know Jesus as I grow in my knowledge of him, as I grow in my knowledge of him, my revelation of him is increased by the Father. I am increased with wisdom, the spirit of wisdom and revelation by the Father as I get to know Jesus. And not just as a distant person up in heaven, but I actually can know him. And as I'm sitting here, I'm actually sitting in my house on the stairs, looking out the back window over the beautiful scene that is before me on this lovely bright day. Now, yes, it's winter time and I'm inside and it's cold out there, and it's not freezing, but it's cold. But it's a beautiful scene that's before me, and that scene inspires me. But as I sit, I am so aware that Jesus is here with me. Jesus, my Lord and my God, not only is with me, but he's in me. And I'm so conscious of his body within me and of his very presence. But this only comes with time that I've spent studying the Bible, time that I've spent reading the Bible, time that I've spent sharing with people and listening to other people's teaching, time just spent with him, my knowledge of him. I've been renewing my mind and my knowledge of him has increased. And as my knowledge of him has increased, God the Father has filled me with the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And so I know that he's here. Now somebody may look at me and think, it's foolishness what I'm saying. And to a certain extent, if you don't have a knowledge of Jesus, it does seem like foolishness. But I know my God, and I know that he's with me, and I know that he's here. And I want to encourage you, as I tried encouraging in the church, is that as you read the Bible, as you study these things, as you listen and watch and other people, other Christians, don't have to just listen to me. There's wonderful resource in the internet of good things, of good gospel biblical teaching, and listen and soak up these things. Because as you soak up these things, this knowledge, this information, and you open your heart, God will increase the spirit of wisdom and revelation in you, because you get to know him. You get to know Jesus. And it's a cycle, and it just keeps going on and on and on. And so God was speaking to me this morning about being a king and being a priest. And so I got this email that said about being a king and a priest. And it encouraged me. It really encouraged me and blessed me. And so I was sharing a bit of it in the church. I was sharing different things. And yes, we still had a service according to the Book of Common Prayer. But in ways it was different, because I went with the Spirit of God. I went with his leading as to what he was telling me to say. And so, as I said, I'm still preaching now, but it's different, because I just want to share. I want to share Jesus with you. I want to share the Jesus that I know with you, and encourage you that he wants to know you. He wants you very much to be a sheep and not a goat. As it talks about in Matthew 25, he wants you to be part of his body, the church. And you see, again, that's part of what I was sharing this morning, because we are the body of Christ. We are part of his body. Jesus is the head, and it's not the head as in headship and lordship. Yes, he is that, but in a sense, he's the physical head. We might be the organs, or we could be a finger or a toe or hands or feet or an ear or an eye, but we're part of his body. We're in him and he's in us. And so whenever we look out, it says in that passage, as you did unto these brothers of mine, you did it unto me. And you see, the thing is, so often we see ourselves as helping people. as helping individuals, and especially in this pandemic, especially as a result of this pandemic of COVID-19 and of lockdown that we've been in and going through in various stages, some people are unable to get out at all and so have been dependent on other people bringing them their shopping or doing things for them. And so whenever we've done things like that, and I would encourage not just my church, my parish, to continue doing that, but also anybody that's listened to this, is that as you go and help people, see yourself as helping the body of Christ. Because it's not just a person you're helping, it's Jesus you're helping. Because Jesus is in the body, and we are in his body. And when you do it to one of these brothers in Christ, you're doing it to Jesus. Because obviously, we know, as I've said, is that Jesus physically is in heaven. He's seated on the right-hand side of the Father. But because our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, then at the same time, if the Holy Spirit's with us, then Jesus is with us too. And so when we minister to one another, we minister unto the Lord. But if you can see that, if you can understand that and grasp that, it'll change the way that you view people. It'll change what you do. Because you'll do it as unto the Lord rather than helping somebody out. And yes, it is good to help somebody out, but you'll do it as unto the Lord. And so it's not just taking food parcels. It's talking to people. It's smiling and loving people. Because Jesus is in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. The Father is in us. Love is in us because God is love. And so love is God. And the love of God, not to be mistaken for the love of man, because there's a lot of things that we call love that has got nothing to do with God because it's selfish. But the love of God is not selfish. The love of God is other. It's for others. A verse that we're very familiar with is John chapter 3 and verse 16, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave." It doesn't say, "For God so loved the world that he took." But it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave." And our God is a giving God. And so whenever we come into that relationship with our God through Jesus Christ who is our God, when that's a true, living, active relationship, we become people who give. Because he gave. And these are indications to us. It gives us an insight as to where we stand, because one of the things that we had as part of our service today was we had a canticle called the Herbs Fortitudinis, which is based on Isaiah chapter 26 verses 1 to 4 and verse 7 and verse 8. And in the middle of it, it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee." That's from Isaiah 26. And what I said earlier is that people are looking for perfect peace. But it tells you how to get it. It's because you have your mind stayed on him. And I actually started it in reverse. I says, you know, how many of you trust God? And then I asked the next question. And how many of you have your mind stayed on him? Romans 12 and verse 2. Because the thing is, if you're trusting in God and your mind is stayed on him, you will have perfect peace. So then I asked it in reverse. If you find yourself not having perfect peace, then I've just given you the answer. Because if you're not in perfect peace, then the answer is that you're not keeping your mind stead on him. Or you're not trusting in him. Or you're not doing both. And so if you want to reverse the process and be in perfect peace, then trust in the Lord and have your mind stayed on him. And as I say, that's a personal decision. That's a personal relationship. And that's a choice. So my prayer is that your choice will be to trust in the Lord. My prayer is that your choice will be to keep your mind stead on Him. And so open your heart to Him, to listen to Him, to know Jesus, to know that He's in you, to know that He's with you, to know Him as a person. Yes, you can hear these words that I'm preaching, and yes, you can be encouraged by what I'm preaching and teaching. But unless you live in Fermanagh or Northern Ireland for that matter, you'll never have an opportunity to get to know me, Alan Capper. But you can know Jesus Christ. You can know Jesus Christ today and forever. But not just for today, but every day, not just forever as in for all eternity. Because sometimes we can think of that as being a time. But for eternity is every single day from here on in. And have a personal relationship with Him. And grow in that personal relationship. Because then you'll have perfect peace. Because even though there's a pandemic, even though COVID is going on, even though we're unsure about our financial situations, I know that I can be at peace, and I am at peace because of Him. I know that I am secure. Even though all these things are going on, I do not have anything to fear because I know my God, and I know that He loves me. And I know that He's not only my Savior, as in I will be with Him forever, but I also know that He is my healer, He is my provider, and He is my deliverer. And that is wonderful. That is good news. So I want to encourage you to walk with the Lord, to trust in Him, to be mindful of Him, and really to get to know Him better. Because as you get to know Him better, God will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, which will increase your knowledge of Him. And as you increase in your knowledge of Him, you will increase in the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And you will find yourself doing good things to other people, because the knowledge of Him is the love of Him within you. So I would encourage you to play this again and go back over the things that I've said and the things that I've shared, and to know God and to trust Him, to believe Him, to be mindful of Him, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.